Over the past few weeks, I've been playing tracks from the new Airborne compilation CD, Back in the Days, and just recently I had the very great pleasure of being able to put some questions to Thomas and Greg Barino, two of the band's founder members.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for having us. This is Tom Barino from Airborne.
And this is Greg Barino of Airborne.
It's our pleasure to be here on your show today. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for your support.
And thank you for having us.
Guys, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, especially as I know you have such a very busy schedule at the moment. So I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us about your new album and about the band's career to date. And I wanted to start by saying I love the name Airborne for a band. I wondered how you came up with that.
The name Airborne. How did we get the name Airborne? Well, first there was a song that my brother Greg wrote.
Back in around 1978, I remember I was living in Boston, and I saw a truck go by that said Airborne, and I said, well, that'll be a good name for the song.
Yeah, that's when Gregory was going to Berklee.
College of Music there.
Yeah. But the Airborne is perfect for our music, because the definition of Airborne is, oh, something in flight, something in, always in motion. And since the creation of Airborne, we always had, our music went into different destinations, different ideas, different cultures from all over the world.
And something light, but also moving, very creative.
Powerful. Matter of fact, our first CD in 1988 was called Takeoff. So we kind of, we got everybody on board to get that contemporary jazz sound of Airborne.
Of Airborne. And most people like the name, as you do also. So that's what we're called, is Airborne.
Now, the new CD, Back in the Days, charts your music back to the band's inception in 1988. How did the band come together?
How did the band get together? Well, of course, me and Greg are brothers. And our partner, the three founders of the band is Tom Barino, Greg Barino, my brother, and also Tom Sansone, who plays sax, flute, and vocals, and he sings vocals. And I used to play with Tom Sansone maybe 35 years ago. We were together, and then Gregory came into the band, and that's when Airborne was formed. Early 80s, I would say.
Early 80s, and the group went, at first, we had a little bit more of a raw sound, more toward the fusion, high energy, contemporary jazz, which we still hold true in some of our CDs, but we also include the smooth jazz sound with a little more of a groove, a little more melody, but I think as the group did develop, our arrangements got better.
It says that 1988, we were formed. That's because that was our first release. But in our anthology CD, we were going over the songs, and a lot of these particular songs were recorded in 1984. The band was early 80s, but we did a lot of touring. Like Gregory said, that was the fusion day, the jazz fusion, and a lot of high-energy contemporary jazz. And at that time, there was music everywhere, and we were doing a lot of touring. By the time we released the CD, our first CD, we had all this music way before 1988. So it was really kind of recorded all before 1988.
Descriptions that I've read of the band center almost as much on its humanitarian efforts as on its music. Is this something that's been true from the very early days?
As far as us for humanitarian efforts in our music, it's a testament to who we are as people. I think over the last 10 years, we've tried to pursue it even more. But it's always been true to us from our, as people. That's how we grew up, and that's how we lived our lives.
Yes, it's very important to us to be humanitarians, because the world needs help. We're very fortunate ourselves to make a living as musicians. And we've done well, and we try always to give back to the community. So it is very, very important for us. And it shows in our music that we care. We care in the music and the actions that we do.
Listening to Back in the Days, which I really enjoyed reviewing, I felt a strong Latin influence there. How did that become such a distinctive part of your sound?
Airborne is a very multicultural band, and it shows in our music. The members are from all different cultures, and we always loved Latin music. We loved R&B music. We loved jazz. Growing up in New Haven, you get all that. You get blues. You get rock and roll. You get Latin music. You get classical.
World music.
So we were very fortunate growing up in a wonderful, wonderful surrounding for music. But I would say, as far as the Latin sound, 2004, a heavy vibe CD, when we added our percussionist, Asher DeLaramie, who has been with us since then, that really started that Latin. It's been said our trademark sound is island passion and urban emotion. And it does fit us.
It fits us. And in a live situation, whenever we do our more Latin influenced pieces, it always brings a smile on people's faces. You can't sit, but not, you can't stand, but not move.
Yeah.
You have to, and people, it just goes over well. We love playing it. It's just a feel-good, up-tempo, happy music.
We love the music of the Caribbean. We love the Caribbean. Probably that's what was instilled in us. We get funky, but we also have that island chill to us.
Yes, and mixing the jazz with the Latin really does create a unique sound.
Oh, I like that description of island passion and urban emotion. That's great. I know you have your own record company and music publishing company. I wonder, is it important to you to have that level of control?
Well, we've had our own record company since 1988. Yes, our only publishing company. Tilt Records is our record company. And Heavy Vibes Music is our publishing company. And the record company does mostly Airborne stuff. But our music publishing has songs that we wrote for many, many different artists also. So, like I said, in the music business, we've been very blessed to be able to wear many hats and still survive. It's a struggle, but it's very rewarding at sometimes. It's a hard work to do it all, to be a musician, to run a record company, and a publishing company at the same time. But also to have that, I don't want to say control, but of what comes out of it. But it is, we make the decision to not water it down, as sometimes they say, to make it more interesting. Like on Airborne CDs, you'll see an African piece. You'll see a tribute to the Native Americans, the first Americans. You'll see our tribute to Brazil. We go all over the world. We celebrate life in our music. And to have that control, it's rewarding, and it helps
the music develop and us to reach other boundaries.
Yes, yes.
As I said earlier, I've been playing tracks from the new CD on my Live 365 station. Today, I found out that Airborne has its own internet radio station. So how important is internet radio play for artists on independent labels?
Yes, we do have our own internet station, and that's been since 2004. That was from the Heavy Vibe CD, and that has reached all over the world.
Yes.
The internet is getting bigger, bigger, and bigger.
Yes.
When we first started in 1988 with our, of course, record company, and that's what it was. It was records and it was cassettes, and then it went into CDs. But now with the internet, it's all downloads. And to be able to go to all different countries, we get emails from Australia, Japan, Chile, who he listens to our music and who love our music. It's so, like I was saying before, it's very rewarding to be able to relate to people from all over the world.
And you also asked the question, how important is internet radio for independent artists and labels? And I would say it's very important because it gives people who might not be heard a chance to be heard. Where commercial radio stations do have a limited playlist that they must adhere to, where internet radio is freer to support the independent artists.
Internet radio will show you, like Gregory said, different ideas, different cultures. It opens up. It's not just one format. Internet could take the chances, like at the beginning of the old FM radio was. We're aging ourselves now, but that's what the internet is right now. Internet radio is the future. It really is.
I know that Airborne is glad to be keeping the contemporary jazz torch burning. What's the state of contemporary jazz in the USA as you see it?
As far as keeping the jazz, contemporary jazz torch burning in this question, well, we do maintain a mixture between smooth jazz and contemporary jazz. We offer both on all our at least the last four CDs, where we will adhere more toward the smooth jazz format, but then we always include half the CD, more of a contemporary, more musical, more advanced arrangements. So we try to keep alive the best of both worlds.
We always try to keep the music to be a little complex, to be more interesting, to more experimental. Maybe the music will have a groove, but the melody or the rhythm might be something different, a little more complex. The Airborne sound is smooth, but it's also very melodic, and also have some horn arrangements, a little complex horn arrangements or a string arrangement or vocal arrangements in it. And that's what contemporary jazz is about. And also you'll feel the energy more. And we won't say about the state of smooth jazz right now, because whatever other artists are doing right now, if that's what they feel, what they have to do, if they want that little more calmer sound, but that's good. That's fine. It's still a beautiful sound. Like we said before, you get ideas from anything. You could get ideas from hip-hop, smooth jazz. It's got a nice, easy feel. There's, matter of fact, there's our songs on our CDs that are, we gear it for that. We call it like a cool island chill. Something's just very relaxing that just puts you in a beautiful mood or a moment. But always trying to get that edge, as Gregory was saying.
I've read that Airborne have toured all over Europe, Japan, and the USA. Is there one place that you really look forward to going to or going back to?
Well, as we have performed and toured various places, I can't really say there's one place I look forward to. We look forward to playing for people who enjoy our music, where we're welcomed, where they're open to the various diversity that we bring. So any place that will welcome us with warm ears and arms, we look forward to playing.
But we do love the Caribbean.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sunshine and palm trees always work.
And also, we never played in Brazil. We would like to play in Brazil because we always love Brazilian music. And we love the music of the Caribbean. So just being artists, too, to absorb the music and to perform for the people there, it is very rewarding. And you get something. You also, it's a learning also. But playing all over the world and seeing different musicians
and different cultures.
Yeah. Is an international language. You might not be able to speak their language, but once the musicians start playing, we understand each other.
I have to say, I've rarely seen a band which promotes itself so effectively. What advice on making a name for themselves would you give to an artist or a band just starting out?
Well, we do try to, we do promote all ourselves. And as far as advice to give to other artists or bands, it's a lot of hard work. It's a 7-day-week job. You have to work hard, have some tough skin, go with the ups and downs, but it's very rewarding. It's a beautiful thing to do. And, you know, there's good days, there's bad days, but the good days definitely outshine any bad days there are.
As we were saying, many hats. You'll do music. There's half of it is music. Half of it is business. I know a lot of musicians don't want to get into the business end, but you always have to be a little minded about the business end to keep yourself booked, to keep yourself pushing yourself to write more compositions, to make better arrangements. You always striving, or as we say, moving forward. We're all, Airborne is always striving to do better. And to sell, to say to other bands starting out, I would always say, when you write a composition, write from the heart. Don't think about, I'm going to write a hit. You write what comes from you. And that will be the best that you could do, because it is from you, and that'll be the magic of the music. And practice, of course, to tell the bands to practice and to endure, because there's in music there's ups, there's downs, ups and downs, there's everything. But like Gregory was saying, it's all joy, it's all pleasing, it's still good.
Okay, so after making this chronicle of the band's first 23 years, what's next for Airborne?
As far as what's next for Airborne, well, we have 8 CDs under our belt at this time. At this point, of course, recording is always in the future. We're looking to do a little bit more on the performance end, doing more festivals, a little more traveling. And then at that point, maybe in the next year or two, we will begin working on our next CD.
Yes, for we've been very busy since 2004 putting out CDs. We almost put out four to five CDs since 2004, which was a feat. And it's because to get all the music together, to write it, to get the band, to get the arrangements.
Produce it.
To promote it. Mm-hmm. It's quite a feat. But right. We're looking to right now in the next year. We're in 2011 right now. I say in 2011, in 2012, the beginning, we will be performing a lot more and touring a lot more. But towards the end of 2012 or 2013, you will see a new Airborne CD. We already started writing a few compositions for it. But we look forward to all the challenges and just the new ideas that come up with it. Music is fun. You always have to make music fun. Music is one. We are blessed with a wonderful life in the music business. So we're very happy about that.
And we want to thank Chris Mann for having us on this interview. We've enjoyed answering your questions and talking with you. Thank you for supporting our music and for everything you do for us.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. And remember, you can find this on
the internet at airbornejazz.com.
Yeah, Airborne, remember that, airbornejazz.com. Please come to our website. You get information about the band from the beginning. You also can find out about our cause, our nonprofit cause, which profits, donations, and portions of our CD sales go to Food for the Poor. Because we all can make a difference in the world if we try. You could see concert videos of the band. You could hear music samples. So do remember that.
And you could also buy our CDs on our website.
airbornejazz.com. And thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Now, guys, that's what I call promotion. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for your honest answers. I wish you every success with the CD Back in the Days, and I hope to speak to you again very soon.